Namaste, yogis, and welcome. So grab a block and a strap if you have one, and let's get ready to get a little bit sweaty today with this powerful warrior flow, this hip opening, heart opening flow, just to help clear the way for more love and connection in our lives. Have a beautiful practice. Meditation pose, we make sure that the flesh is away from our sit bones. Our sit bones are elevated. Wiggling our rib cage, lifting our heart nice and tall, rolling the shoulders down the back. Take a moment to feel your sit bones and your leg bones connecting down to the core of the earth. Imagining that each point of contact is sending roots down to the center. And then as you inhale, drawing the energy up from the center of your earth through the legs, to lengthen and grow the spine nice and long. Each vertebrae stacking one on top of the next. Moment now to bring awareness to each sound all around us, one by one. Noticing one sound and then moving on to the next. Temperature of the body. Notice the way the clothing feels on the body. The weight of the body heavy on the earth. Feel the crown, the head floating towards the sky, so pulling the spine in opposite directions, heaven and earth. Allowing yourself to be this channel, this connection between earth and sky. Relaxing all of the muscles in the belly, all of the muscles in the face. And begin to notice your heartbeat. Begin to notice the breath. Consciously deepen that breath now, in and out through the nose. Inhale, we receive. Exhale, we let go. Throughout our practice, I invite you to stay present with the breath. Each inhale to be
intention for your practice. Why are you here this morning? What would you like to cultivate within yourself? More times with your own breath. Imagine that you can visualize the movement initiating from the base of the spine all the way to the crown of the head. I think we're full. We'll begin a few big body circles here, so bringing the weight right, left, and then all the way back, and just spiraling around the center. Around that midline, creating this gentle movement. And slowly beginning to spiral into center. Closing your eyes for a moment. walk forward with your hands rolling over the knees if that's available to you. And we'll take a child's pose. So sitting heavy on the hips, our knees can come wide. Wiggling the belly between the thighs, walk the fingertips forward. Lift your armpits to draw your shoulder blades together. Jean, how's that on the knees? It's okay. The next inhale, walk your hands all the way over to the right. Resting your left hand on top of your right hand and rooting your left sit bone heavy on the heels. Find your breath. If your sit bones aren't melting directly onto your heels, feel welcome to bring a cushion between your hips and your heels. The next inhale, coming back through center, and we'll come to our second side, right hand, left, right hand, left. You know what I'm trying to say?
Good.
Yes. And really feel that right hip rooting down towards the heel. Now we're going to come back through center. Coming onto hands and knees, we'll prepare for our first down dog. So spread your fingers as wide can be, like the rays of the sun. Tuck your toes, lift your hips, sending the weight down the back of the legs. Take the next few moments to dance your dog. Unwinding any tension in the body. This pose is like a tuning fork, showing us where we may feel stuck. So look between your feet, make sure that they're hip distance wide. Look at your hands, making sure that they're spread wide and they're pushing the earth away. Can you lengthen your spine a little bit longer? Nice. Can you roll your shoulders away from the ear just a little bit more to breathe space into the neck? Gorgeous, guys. Come high onto the toes and gently jiggle the bum up and down. Fascia blasting. Beautiful. Now stay on the toes, still the bum. Lift the pelvic floor higher. Lift the pelvic floor higher. Press the belly towards the thigh and slowly, like you're pushing an elephant off the back of your leg, press your heels towards the earth. Gorgeous. Stepping your feet together. Inhale, sweep the right leg. Activate the foot, three circles. Beautiful. Keep your right armpit square to the earth. Lift up onto the left foot, and then as you exhale, fire hydrant. We're going to stack the hips and take the foot over towards the angel. So your right hip is stacked on top of your left hip. Your knee is to the sky, and your active foot is pressing over to the left. Gorgeous. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen back to the sky, three-legged dog. And now as we exhale, look between the hands. We're going to snake the knee down the center towards the wrist. And then we're going to snake it all the way back, three-legged dog. So stay awake in the foot. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, drawing an S with your knee, shoulders over wrist. One last time. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale. Snaking the knee all the way down the center. Bring the foot outside the right hand. The back knee can come down onto the earth, either onto a cushion if that feels more available to you, and come onto the fingertips. Inhale, lift the heart, lengthen. And as you exhale, we're going to sink the hips and slowly melt down to the earth, left forearm, right forearm, perhaps a block. Feeling that in the hips a little bit? Yeah? If you want to feel it a little bit deeper in the hips, then roll over the pinky toe edge and let your knee roll out towards the right. And if you're feeling really strong and energized this morning, take that back foot, tuck the toe, and lift the hip a lot. Some people even like to pulse back and forth here. Take a nice big inhale. And exhale, sink a little bit deeper. Beautiful. the weight onto the left forearm, or some of us are going to come up onto fingertips, shifting the weight onto left fingertips, right hand pressing the inside of the thigh away as we twist our gaze towards the sky. Option two is that we bend the back knee and our right hand takes hold of the left foot and we kick the foot into the hand, blossoming our heart open to the sky. Staying awake in the foot, feeling that length from the tailbone to the crown of the head. So remember, we can always use blocks, we can always use props, and we always use the breath. This is our main tool for deepening. Beautiful, guys. Gently release that back leg, bring both hands to the center. Lift your back hip, hug your knee into your chest, and snake it back, three-legged dog. Inhale here, exhale, hug your knee into the chest and bring the pinky toe edge of the foot outside of the left hand. Yes, a nice straight leg. Bring your right hand to the center of the mat, and then you're going to slide that right foot forward as you open the left arm to the sky, shooting star, fallen star pose. Feel your wings open. Feel your star shining bright. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale here. Exhale. Bring your hands down. Take your hands shoulder distance. Hug the knee in. Send the leg back to the sky. One more. Hug the snake the knee down the center. Bring the foot between the hands. Lift and spread the toes. Lift the hips. Arms up. Inhale. A little bit deeper. Hug your right hip back. Lift and spread the toes. You're really pushing off the front toes. Beautiful. Take your left, your right hand underneath the butt cheek of your left leg. Yeah. Fingers facing down. You're going to push down into the thigh and then lift up with the heart. Thumb and index finger of your left hand. The gaze is up. Beautiful, guys. Sink a little bit deeper into the bend. Open a little bit more into the back bend. Gorgeous. Inhale here. Exhale, plant the hands. Downward facing dog. Let's take a moment to rest. Three breaths in a child's pose. So toes together, knees wide. Find your breath. Just feel the difference side to side. You're always welcome to come and just sit upright if that's better for you. You're always welcome to sing along or dance along. Adho Mukha Svanasana. All you need is downward dog. Take a moment to dance your dog. Really bring this feminine quality of dynamic movement to create space in the body, but slow, with mindfulness, with presence. Beautiful. Step the feet together. Inhale, lengthen left leg to the sky, awakening the foot three times, both directions. Beautiful. Come high onto the right ball of the foot. Inhale the left leg a little bit higher. And we come into fire hydrant, pressing our foot all the way over to the right, stacking left hip on top of the right. Beautiful. Open your hips. So lift your knee a little bit higher. Your knee is actually higher than your hip. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, lengthen the leg to the sky. Exhale, snake the knee down the center. Gorgeous. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, snaking down the center. Yeah, find that fluidity. Find that spiral. Lengthen. Inhale. Exhale, snaking it down the center. Okay, last one like this. Inhale, lengthen. Now take the knee, hug it in, and bring the foot outside of the left fingertips. Your back knee onto a cushion or the earth, fingertips, root down as you lift and lengthen the spine. Inhale. And exhale to slowly melt your hips, to slowly lower right forearm, left forearm, or maybe you're on blocks. So let out a little sigh if you can feel this in the hips. You're not feeling it? No, not at all. Roll onto the pin. forearm, left hand is pressing the inner thigh away. So you're rolling onto the edge of the toe, spiraling the head and gaze. Yeah. So your fingers are facing up to the sky. And some of us are going to reach that left hand towards the back leg. We're going to bend that back leg and kick the foot into the hand to keep spiraling the gaze. Are we breathing? Ish. Beautiful, guys. Nice. Nice, Nina. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, release. Come on to the fingertips. Lift the back hip. Hug the knee in. Snake it back. Three-legged dog. Awaken the toes. Inhale here. Exhale, snake it down the center. And bring the pinky toe outside of the right pinky finger. Bring your left hand to the center of the mat. Your left hand to the center of the mat. Your other left hand. This one. Center of the mat. And then inhale, the right arm opens to the sky, sliding that leg forward, opening the heart, shining like the beautiful star that you are. Beautiful, guys. Inhale here. Exhale, plant the hands. Snake the leg back, three-legged dog. Awaken the foot. And exhale, hug the knee in and step the foot between the hands. Press it on. Fingertips get root the foot, arms up. Inhale. And as you exhale, sink into the pose. Relax your shoulders and take your left hand, the wrist underneath your butt cheek, fingers facing down, pushing into your thigh pushing into your hand. Right fingertip, thumb and index finger as you open the heart. So feel that sensation of as you push into your leg is pushing into your hand and you're deepening the sensation here. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, step the back foot forward, Tadasana. Shake it up. Take your feet as wide as the mat. You might have to stagger yourselves just a little bit. We're going to do some arm swing. So as I swing to the right, my left heel lifts. As I swing to the left, my right heel lifts. That's the same thing. I just said it twice. Following your gaze with your hands. Just feeling the freedom beneath your wings. Ten more seconds. And slowly slowing down, coming back to center. Take your feet hip distance, your pinky toes aligned with the outer arch of your heels, soft knees, lift your heart. We're going to come into a little mudra sequence here. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up, crisscross your prayer. Press your hips forward, open the heart, and then as you exhale, bringing your hands forward, we gently unravel and give our practice as an offering to the earth. So we'll try that again. Open your arms wide, lifting the heart, flat back, all the way up, and hands in prayer down to the center. Inhale, arms up, crisscross your prayer, press your hips, open your heart. Exhale, bringing the hands forward and gently unraveling yourself as an offering to the highest good. Last time like this, open your arms wide, lift the heart, come all the way up, hands in prayer. And exhale, hands to her. Inhale, sweep your arms, crisscross your prayer, press your hips forward, open your heart, and exhale, offer yourself. Beautiful. Take your feet a little bit wider. Nod your head, yes, no, maybe so. Bring a gentle micro bend to your knees as you press the outer edges of your pinky toe and spread your sit bones open wide. Your feet are hip distance. Inhale, look up and lengthen the spine. Draw the shoulders back. Feel that length from tailbone to crown of head. And exhale, fold. Two more like this. Inhale, to ripple the heart forward. Feel the length. And exhale, fold. Last one. Inhale, stay lifted. Lengthen the spine. Bring your right hand to the center of the mat or onto a block. Bend your right knee. Inhale, left arm open. Uttanasana twist. Feel that long line from the tip of the finger to the tip of the fingers. Inhale, expand the heart open. and exhale, release. Left fingertips to the center, left knee bends, arm, right arm up, inhale. Let's bring our hand to our tailbone now and just push into the tailbone and feel the spine lengthen from there, then bring the arm back up. Beautiful, inhale here, and exhale, release. Bending both knees slightly, plant the hands and step back to a high plank. Pull the kneecaps up. We're just gonna gently rock back and forth, reaching forward through the crown of the head, back through the heels. Beautiful, guys. Feel that core activation. Come back to stillness. Take the right hand to the center of the mat. I'm gonna roll over the right edge of the foot and step the left foot halfway between the hand and the foot. Left arm to the sky, lift your hip. So our left foot is stepped halfway between our foot and our hand, and we're lifting from underneath here. This is our side plank prep pose. So this is option one. Imagine that I've got my hand underneath your bottom hip. Lift a little bit more. Lift your head so it's in line, and then feel that length fingertip to fingertip. We're gonna add on, but this is stage one, so if this is good enough for you, remember this for the next time. Beautiful. Plant your hands, step back high plank. Second side, left hand to the center, left edge of the foot, right foot steps halfway between the hand and the foot. You're on the pinky toe edge of the back foot. And again, my hand is underneath your bottom hip, and I'm lifting you up and you're expanding. Feel that your neck is in alignment with the spine. Beautiful, guys, beautiful. Yes. Exhale, let's come back to a high plank. Step the front foot back. Zip your elbows in and gently lower halfway. Elbows in, look up, chest, belly, thighs. Spreading your fingers, shoulders rolling back. Inhale, cobra. And then let's take a moment to roll one shoulder back at a time, shifting the weight to right thigh and left thigh, just undulating the energy along the spine. Some of us are going to take child's pose now for three breaths, and some of us are going to come up into a downward facing dog. Once you find yourself in the shape, then use your breath to create space. Can you lengthen your spine a little bit more? That's great. Every time I walk by, you know, do that. That's great. That's the best adjustment of all. If you are in child's pose, take your next inhale to walk yourself forward, downward facing dog. Oh, wow. Step your feet together. Inhale, sweep your right leg to the sky. And exhale, fire hydrant. Press your foot all the way over to the left. Maybe you can even touch your friend. Open your hips. This is a hip opening pose. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, lengthen to the sky. Exhale, snaking down the center, bringing your foot outside of the right hand. Come on to the fingertips. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, slowly lower down. Some of us are going to bring our back knee down to the earth, and some of us are going to keep it lifted. Find your breath. This is our gecko lunge. Bring a cushion or whatever supports you need, a block. Shifting the weight to the left hand, right hand to the inside, pushing your knee away as you spiral your gaze up. Some of us might take that back foot and kick it into the hand, but only if we can smile and breathe at the same time. Beautiful, guys. Gently release. Planting the hands. Lift that back leg. Hug the knee into the chest. Snake it back. Three-legged dog. Inhale, lengthen. Push the earth away. Exhale, fallen star. Snake the knee in. Take the pinky toe outside the left pinky toe finger, right hand to the center, slide your foot forward as you open left hand to the sky, feel the beauty, the luminous energy within you. Inhale here, exhale, plant the hands, snake your leg back, three-legged dog. Inhale here, awaken the foot, exhale, crescent lunge, hug the knee and step the foot through. Fingertips, hips and heart, arms up, inhale. turn that back leg, draw the right hip back, activate the arms, press your back leg just a little bit more. Beautiful. Inhale, open your heart. Exhale, downward facing dog, plant the hands, step back. Dance your dog, shake it up. Bring space, bring light, bring flow, bring breath. Second side, step your feet together. Inhale, left leg, sweep it up. Exhale, fire hydrant, stacking your hips. Press the foot over to the right and maybe give your friend a little love tap. So really open your hips. Yeah, awake. Everybody's really awake in the foot. That was a nice little love tap. Beautiful. Inhale, come back to the sky. Exhale, snaking the leg down the center. We'll come into our gecko lunge. So bring it outside of the left fingertips. Come on to the fingertips. Inhale, lift and lengthen the heart. And exhale, lower down into our gecko lunge. Some of us are going to bring our knee down. Some of us are just going to not. Some of us are going to roll onto the pinky toe edge. And we're all going to just find our breath. Feel? Coming into the twisted variation, so shifting the weight onto right elbow or right hand. Left hand presses that knee away, looking towards the sky, or maybe bending the knee and reaching our hand to the foot, kicking the foot into the hand. Beautiful, guys. Feel that expansion through the top of the chest, the shoulders, the throat, the neck. Exhale, gently release. Lift the back knee, snake the leg back up, three-legged dog. Exhale, lunge, hug the knee and step the foot through. Arms up, inhale. Exhale, sink the pose. Hugging the hips, everything okay there? Relax the shoulders, the back heel to the sky, keep your hips nice and square. Arms open, inhale. Exhale, step the back foot forward. Woo, shake it out. We're beginning to feel the heat rising a little bit. And we're just going to go through this sequence one last time. I'm going to offer us Wild Thing and maybe a few other embellishments. So make sure to stagger yourselves just a little bit and just come to your own personal life. So here we go. Arms up, inhale, crisscrossing our prayer. Hips forward, heart open. Remembering your intention as we exhale, bringing our hands forward. Unraveling our arms, offering our practice. Inhale, look up and lengthen the spine. Exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back to a high plank. Right hand to the center of the mat, right edge of the foot. Come into a Bhushasana prep. So take the top foot, step halfway between the hands and the feet. Or stack the top foot onto the bottom foot. Option one is Bhushasana prep. Yes, the other foot actually. So step that foot back. Yep, come onto the edge of the foot. So roll onto the pinky toe edge of this foot. So like that. And then opening your hips, step the foot across. Yeah, and then open your heart this way. Beautiful. So take your option. Just beautiful, guys. As I'm coming, I'm seeing your hips rise. Gorgeous. And exhale, plant the hands. Lower down. Exhale, inhale, cobra or up dog, and exhale, whatever is a resting pose for you, do that. Find your breath wherever you are. Each inhale, you're receiving fresh energy, fresh inspiration. Inspiration, you're drawing spirit in. Each exhale, you're softening and letting go. Let's all take a nice let go exhale together. Take a big breath in and exhale out. Huh. Really push the earth away from you. Lengthen the spine. Inhale, right leg sweeps to the sky. And exhale, we take our fire hydrant or our wilding. So if you're coming into wilding, pivot the bottom foot all the way to the back of the jungle. Lift your right arm all the way up. Gaze to the middle finger on the right hand. Press your left hip up. Sorry. Beautiful, guys. Some of us are going to even take this into a full wheel if we're feeling super fancy. Some of us are not. Inhale, coming back to the sky. Exhale, snake down the middle, and let's come into our gecko lunge. Inhale to lift the heart. Exhale to sink into the pose. Inhale, lengthening. Exhale, deepening. Shifting the weight, left hand, rolling over the pinky toe edge, coming into our twist, spiraling our gaze, pushing our leg away, maybe holding that back foot, kicking the foot into the hand. Find your breath. Inhale here. Exhale, release. Plant the hands. Lift the knee. Hug the knee and sink it up. Inhale. Exhale. Shooting star. Fallen star. Snake it down the middle. Right edge of foot. Right hand to the center. Left arm open. Gorgeous, guys. Beautiful. Feel the luminosity expanding from you. Oh, I wish. Yeah. So inhale here. Exhale, plant the hands, snake it up, three-legged dog. Inhale here, exhale, lunge, hug the knee in, step the foot through. Find your alignment, fingertips, hips, and heart. Beautiful. Press the back of the thigh. Press into my hand. There we go. Inhale here. Beautiful. Press into the back of my hand. Exhale, downward dog. Or wild thing. Wild thing, we're pivoting our back foot towards the jungle, letting our left arm get so nice and light, and we're gazing to the middle finger of the right hand. Gorgeous. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, three-legged dog. Exhale, snake the leg down into our gecko lunge, so the foot is outside the hand. Fingertips, inhale, lengthen. Exhale, slowly lower. Shifting the weight, left elbow, come into your twist. Sorry, right elbow, right hand. Yeah, maybe you're reaching for the back of the foot. Feel that expansion across the chest, the rib cage, the throat. Inhale here, exhale, release. Lift the back leg, hug the knee in, snake the leg back, three-legged dog. Activating the foot, inhale here. Exhale, fallen star. Take the pinky toe edge of the foot outside of the right hand. Yes, opening the left hand. Yeah, press your hips forward. Both legs are straight. The heart is expanding. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, plant the hands. Send the leg back, three-legged dog. Inhale here. Exhale to a lunge. Hug the knee in. Step the foot through. Arms up. Inhale. Exhale, step the back foot forward, Tadasana. Keeping your hands in prayer, just look at the person next to you and give them acknowledgement of their effort. Whoa, what just happened there? Check it out. So let's imagine now, like, we're slowly drawing figure eights with our hips. You can close your eyes here, just bringing that quality of fluidity. You might like to bring your head into it, drawing the figure eights with your head. Like the infinity sign. Slowly spiraling into stillness. Tadasana. Lift and spread your right toes as wide as they can go from each other. lift the right heel, drag it back, and shift all the weight onto the right foot, and take the knees together. So we're holding onto the foot behind the back with both hands, bend your elbows, point the knee down as you lift your heart, and choose a gaze point forward in front of you. Now if you find that you're not really stable here, then come out of the pose and reestablish the toes as wide as they can go. Slightly bend that standing leg, lift the heart, draw the shoulders back, take your right arm to the sky, thumb and index fingers. Left hand to the inside of the foot. Inhale, expand, knee down, hand up. And as you exhale, kick into the hand, tilt your hips forward for Natarajasana. Hug your right shoulder back so that both shoulders are in one line. Hug your right shoulder back. Beautiful. The more you kick into the hand, the deeper the back bend. Lift your knee a little bit higher. Gorgeous, guys. Wow. And exhale, gently release with control. Figure eight. Our knees are together as we choose our gaze point and catch our foot in the hand. So press the knee down, press the hips forward, take the shoulders back, lift the heart, and then your left hand comes to the sky. Right hand to the inside of the foot, and as I exhale, I kick the foot into the hand and find my forward fold, hugging my left shoulder back so that my shoulders are in alignment. The more I kick my foot into my hand, the more I lift my knee, the deeper the back bend. See if you can smile the face here. There we go. Sun just got it. And exhale, release. Beautiful. Thank you, Marine Flow. Gently drawing circles with the hips. Thank you, all of you. You're all beautiful.
You're all gorgeous.
You're all gorgeous. Shining stars. Lift and spread your right toes again, please. Lift your right heel and drag it back. Take your hands into prayer. Shifting all the weight onto that right foot. You're gonna keep your left toes engaged as you come into a figure four. So awaken the toes, inhale here, exhale. You're gonna send your butt out back as you come into a forward fold. Pressing your knee down towards the earth, activate your toes. So option one is here. Option two, your hands come all the way down to the earth. Option three, you sit on your heel, walking your hands back to your hips. Option four is you come into a prayer. This is levitation pose. Nice, guys. Beautiful hip opener. Bring your hands to the earth. Inhale, lift the hips. Look up. Take your arms wide. And gently release. Figurating the hips side to side. Lift and spread the left toes. Lift the left heel. Draw it back. Hands into prayer as you come into your figure four, balancing, taking your options. So inhale, lengthen the spine here. Exhale, send your butt out back as you come into a fold. So activate the foot. This is option one. Option two is we bring the hands to the earth inside the foot. Option three is that we melt the sit bones to the heel, walking our hands on either side of the hips, lengthening the spine, awakening the foot. Option three, levitation, or option four, wherever we're at. Nice. Beautiful, guys. So if you're on the earth, lift your sit bones. Everyone lift up halfway, hands in prayer. Come all the way up with control and release. And gently figure eight it. Hip distance, arms up, inhale. Interlace the hands and find balance. Choose a gaze point. So come as high as you can onto the balls of your foot as you relax your shoulders down. Mm-hmm. release the heels. Keep the arms up. Step the left foot over. Inhale, reach tall. And then as you exhale, side bending to the left, gaze up underneath right armpit. Inhale back to the sky. Exhale, release and take the right leg across. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, side bending to the right. Gaze up. Inhale, come all the way up. And exhale, just gently spiral the wrists all the way down. We're going to do those two balancing poses again, but this time we're going to flow from one to the next. So let's set up our alignment. Lift and spread your right toes. Your right heel draws back. And your knees come together, taking hold of the foot behind the back. Soften that standing leg. Choose your gaze point steady. Take your shoulders back. Beautiful. Right fingertips to the sky. Thumb and index to the right. Left hand to the inside of the foot. Inhale, expand. And then exhale, come into your Natarajasana, folding forward, kicking the hand. Look up so that the gaze is to the fingertips. It's that tree just beyond. Activate the toes. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, gently release. Bring your hands into prayer as you cross the foot over, figure four, sticking out your butt and folding, taking whichever variation brings you to your edge. Maybe you're even coming into levitation pose. There might be another name for it. Beautiful. Keep that foot active. Lengthen the spine. So some of us might bring blocks underneath our hands here. Inhale, hands in prayer. Look up. Come all the way up. Can we do one more balance here? Yeah? So we're going to gently unwind and come into a warrior three. Beautiful. Turn your big toe down. Lift your heel. Turn your big toe down. Open your arms wide. Soften that standing leg. Lift the heart. Lift the foot. And take a moment to just hold your superhero cape behind you, really honoring that superhero aspect of yourself. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, lift the heart. Lift the heel. And exhale, gently release, figurating the hips. Ah. Oh, to be a superhero, a shining star. Work. Second side. Lift and spread your left toes. Lift your left heel. Draw it back. We're going to combine our balancing sequence now. So hug the foot in. Press the knees together. The hips come forward. The heart lifts. The shoulders come back. Foot is awake. Left fingertips to the sky. Right hand to the inside of the foot. Inhale here. Exhale. Natarajasana. See if you can align your shoulders, so drawing that left shoulder back. See if you can kick the foot into the hand just a little bit more. You can bring your thumb and your index finger together as the mudra. Beautiful, guys. Inhale, kick a little bit higher, lift, and exhale, release, coming into our figure four. Crossing the right foot on top of the left thigh, and then just sink your hips back, hands in prayer, taking your variation. Some of us are going to levitate. Some of us are going to enjoy this standing, balancing hip opener, engaging our foot to protect our knee. Gorgeous, guys. Lengthen your spine. Inhale, coming all the way up, unwinding into warrior three, sending that back leg behind you. Turn your big toe to face down, lifting your heel and holding your superhero cape and just feeling this highest version of yourself breaking through. Lengthen the spine, inhale, and exhale, release. Ha. Figure eight the hips, please. Whew. And let's just dance our way, snake our way down all the way to the earth, Malasana. You guys remember this song? It was in that movie, The Beach, which was rumored to have been written here at the sanctuary.
Rumored to be at many beaches in Thailand, to be honest.
This is the real one. Okay. Not where they filmed it, but. Okay, so we're going to come into Malasana. Come onto blocks with your heels if you need. I'm going to shift the weight now onto my right ball of foot. My hands are inside. side, and my left toes come right up. So for some of us, this is enough. Some of us are going to take it into a balance. Thumb and index finger, our right arm on our right knee, our left arm. So we're all of the weight right now is pretty much on our right foot. Switch sides. So I'm shifting all the way to the left ball of foot. I'm opening my arms. Beautiful. Exhale, release. Come all the way onto the belly, please. Now take a moment to rest in each pose. So your big toes touch, one hand on top of the other, resting one cheek. Look forward, bend your knees, hands to the tops of the feet, the fronts of the ankles. Inhale, kick the feet into the hand, pull the heart up, the gaze is up. The knees draw towards each other energetically. Hug your knees toward each other, and that's going to help you lift a little bit more there. Beautiful. Kicking the feet into the hands, inhale, lift a little bit more. Beach pose. Second side. Big toes touch, heels wide. Okay, this one is our last one. So really, see if you can enjoy this. See if you can really smile. Bend your knees. Reach the hands back. Kicking the feet into the hand. Inhale, lift the heart. Peel it off the earth. Hug the knees into the midline. Lift a little bit more. Gorgeous. Thank you for the smiles, those of you. Inhale, kick a little bit higher. Exhale, child pose. Your hands alongside the body. Take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale, sigh from the mouth. Just take a moment to appreciate the feeling of the breeze against your possibly sweaty skin. You can bring your lips together. Release any tension in the face. For this next pose, some of us are going to work with the block, Dolmukhasana. So gently roll up to a seated, and we'll come onto hands and knees. Spreading your fingers wide, your knees together. Inhale, lengthen your right leg, lift the heart. As I exhale, I'm going to round the spine, hugging the knee into the chest and crossing the front knee over the back knee. I'm going to open my legs as wide as my mat, and then coming into mudra, I'll bring my hands into my feet, the arches of my feet, and lower onto my block, my cushion, my whatever. So my feet are wide. I'm sitting on the earth or on a block, and my feet are as wide as the mat, or not. Open down, eagle arms, beautiful. Lift your elbows, press the palms away from the face, so you're opening through the backs of the shoulders. Are you feeling that? So feel that stretch through the top of the, beautiful. Your hips. Inhale, lift the rib cage, and exhale, we're going to gently fold forward. Some of us might release the hands here if that feels more accessible to us. You're welcome to sway around a little bit here, moving into those nooks and crannies of the hips. Fingertips root down into the earth behind us, lift and lengthen the spine, and then push that left forearm into the right thigh to spiral the head and gaze. So if your fingertip isn't touching the earth behind you, bring a block underneath your right fingertips. Oh, that is community, that is friendliness. Root the hips, inhale, lengthen the spine, exhale, twist. Forward, exhale, release the arms. Walk, left fingertips fly to the side. Keep both sit bones rooted as the right arm comes over in an arc like a rainbow. Turn the pinky finger down and press the heart through the gateway of the shoulder, really feeling the length from the right hip to the right fingertips. Some of us are on our forearms, but only if both sit bones are lengthened. Lift your head just a little bit. There we go. You always want your neck in line with the spine. Inhale, come all the way up. Are you guys loving this pose? It's not the most popular. Some people love it. I love it. So check it out. We can either come into the second side the same way that we came into the first side, or we can do a little break dancing move, lifting our hips. I'm just spinning on my feet. Otherwise, come on to hands and knees. Hey, why not? Oh, sound effects make it easier. For those of us who didn't come that way, come on to hands and knees, lengthen the left leg, inhale, exhale. Beautiful. Let's all come on to, so hug your knee into the chest, wrap it around the bottom leg, open your feet as wide as the mat. Let's all come up onto hands and knees right now just to really make sure that that back knee is as hugged in as deeply as possible to the front knee. And bring your hands into the arches of your feet as you slowly lower yourself down. Inhale, expand across the heart center. Just feel that big cosmic hug. Feel the expansion. Your fingers, your hands are the extension of your heart. Exhale, cross your right arm under your left. We're going to wrap into eagle arms. Yeah. So lift your elbows up. Press your palms of your hands in toward each other. And as you close your eyes, feel the expansion through the back. Inhale, lengthen, lift, and as you exhale, slowly make your way into a forward fold. If you want to unwind the hands, of course, you're welcome. notice if you are giving yourself a pedicure or if you've wandered off into breakfast land. I think that resonated with someone.
Pedicure.
Pedicure. Or the lynch pulling. Inhale, gently come all the way to an upright, both arms to the sky, lengthen. And as we exhale, we're going to twist from the rib cage, scissor our arms open, right arm pressing into left thigh, left fingertips on a block or the earth. Root down through the fingers, inhale, lengthen, and exhale, twist. Inhale, we receive, we expand, we allow. And exhale, we let go of resistance, we soften. But only if this is how we want to show up in the world. Otherwise, just hold your breath and stop the flow of life and all that kind of stuff. Last one, lengthen, inhale. Exhale, twist. Turn the head and gaze forward and gently release. We're still in Gomukhasana, cow face pose. We're walking our right fingertips to the side, left arm floats up and over, rainbow, pinky finger turns down as we press the heart through the gateway of the shoulder blades and look up to the sky. Look up. Inhale, come all the way back up. Bring your hands behind you. And like a belly the dancer, we're going to gently fan kick our top left open and our bottom leg open. And take our feet to the edge of the mat. So glue your feet to the edges of the mat. Come onto a block if that's helpful for you. We're going to come into Kurmasana Tortoise Pose. So Jean, I think you can do this one with us. Fingertips to the earth. Inhale, we lift and lengthen our heart. And then check it out. We're going to walk our hands underneath our legs towards the jungle behind us. We're going to do a little variation of this pose today. Inhale, lift the heart. Press the shoulders. Press the arms against the legs. Walk a little bit deeper. Lift the heart. Got it. Lift your heels now. Inhale, lengthen the heart. Walk a little bit deeper with your hands and then slowly slide the feet as far forward as feels good. Chin to chest. And breathe. Now some of us are going to turn the palms to face up and we're going to interlace the hands on the low back. Some of us are not going to do that. So wherever we're at, fall in love with where you're at. This is the key to contentment. This is the key to happiness. Just falling in love with this moment, no matter what it presents. You can have blocks anywhere it helps you. So yes, thank you for asking. Would you like me to pass you some blocks? Some of us, well, I think that's fine. Inhale, look up, and just one arm at a time, slide your hands back. We'll come into butterfly. Hands can interlace underneath the feet and just fly those pretty wings of yours. And slowly come into stillness. So my fingertips underneath my knees, I'm leaning back and lifting my heart. And maybe there's blocks underneath my knees. Inhale, I lengthen here. And then as I exhale, I dive my heart forward. My elbows can come to the insides of my knees to push them down, or I can walk my hands forward. I can bring my forehead onto a block or in between onto the feet. I can gently sway side to side here, and wherever I am, I close my eyes, and I become extremely present, radically present with the sensations that are arising. Relax all the muscles of the face. Are you breathing? we're going to lengthen, receive, allow, expand. And then as we exhale, coming a little bit deeper, we're going to melt, release, and let go. Full breath here. Slowly, we're going to transition to an upright, bringing our hands behind us, lifting the hips, keeping the feet together, and coming all the way onto the back. One hand to the belly, one hand to the heart. Locks under your knees that supports you in going deeper. So for those of you who have been coming to class with me all week or even some years, some of you know that you rarely get out of a class without doing this pose. Such a beautiful hip and heart opening pose, a receptive pose where we feel that connection to the earth, we feel the support of the earth. And we can also really feel the power of the exhale to help us let go. We can also feel the rhythm of our biological rhythms, our heart, the breath in the belly. Shake it all out, please. Dying cockroach.
I wish.
And then find stillness, your big toes touch. Some of us are going to come into a shoulder stand, and some of us are going to maybe even bring a strap onto our feet, maybe a block under hips, and stay here. If I'm coming into shoulder stand, I lift my hips, take my shoulders underneath my back, my hands on either side of the spine, and I align my ankles, knees, and hips. Please mindfully avoid moving your neck in any way so that we avoid injury. So we're either in Viparita Karani, or legs up the wall pose, or in shoulder stand. Now we're going to floint our feet here. A floint is halfway between a point and a flex. So this means you're going to push the balls of your toes up. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's gracefully bring the knees into the third eye. Keep your toes flointed and gently lift your legs back to the sky. You're going to cross your right leg, wrap it around eagle legs, and again, bring your knees to your third eye. Keep flointing the feet. Inhale, lengthen all the way back up, release, and come into eagle legs, second side, Garudasana, Gomukhasana, bring the knee to the third eye. Keep the feet flointed, inhale, extend your legs back to the sky, and exhale, open your legs wide in a straddle. Inhale, legs back to the sky. Push your feet together and come into a butterfly, opening your knees towards the ocean behind you. If you need to come down into legs up the wall or a resting pose, it's always available to you. Inhale, legs to the sky. Beautiful. Halasana, bringing the feet above the head. Pushing the feet into the earth to lift the hips, lengthen the belly, maybe our hands come to touch our toes behind our head, lock your shoulders underneath. For those of us in a plow pose, some of us are going to walk our feet all the way over to the right. And then all the way over to the left. And coming back to center. Reaching for the inner arches of your feet, pressing your heel up to the spine. So we're in Karna Padasana, ear pressure pose, or happy baby. Bringing the knees to the third eye for those of us who are in the inversion. And then gently roll down one vertebrae at a time. Let's all meet in a happy baby. Our feet up to the sky, holding the big toe or the outer arches of the feet, and just gently rock side to side the whole of your back on the earth now. So release your block if you have one. And you can experiment with lengthening one leg at a time or both legs at a time, or maybe holding your feet, you open both legs wide in a straddle. Feeling these beautiful hips of yours softening open, releasing. Beautiful. Hug the knees into the chest, please. Give yourself a nice, beautiful hug, lifting your head to kiss your knees. And let's bring our feet flat onto the earth for a moment, our arms wide in a lazy T, palms facing down. So your knees are bent, bring your hips to the right edge of your mat. And then hugging your knees in, bring your knees all the way over to the left. Lifting your rib cage and back so both shoulders are flat on the earth. Bring your arms down a little bit. Tuck your knees into your chest a little bit. Yeah. So some of us are gonna take our left hand on top of our knees. Some of us are gonna spiral into eagle legs here, the top leg, wrapping around the bottom leg. Some of us are going to bring a block underneath our knees. Some of us are going to hug the knees a little bit closer. Take the arms down, or it's a little bit hard because you have a friend there. But just turn your palms face down, yes. And then walk your right fingers a little bit more to the right and turn your head and gaze to the right. Close your eyes, see if you can visualize from the tailbone to the crown of the head. Imagine that each inhale is drawing fresh new energy in, expanding your spinal channel, and then as you exhale, softening, releasing, letting go, like you're twisting out a sponge of all of its dirty water. Notice if there's any expression holding in your face and really let go. So maybe part the lips slightly. Three more breaths. Maybe you're walking your right fingertips a little bit wider to the right. And gently looking up towards the sky, uncrossing the top leg, bring your knees up, hug your knees in, gently rock side to side. twist on our second side. So bring your feet down, bring your hips all the way over to the right edge of your mat. The knees come all the way to the left. Oh, the knees come to the right, sorry. So your hips to the left, your knees to the right, your gaze to the left. It's like a fun game of Twister. So some of us are gonna cross an eagle, our top leg over the bottom leg. Some of us are gonna take a block or a cushion. Do you have enough space there? Maybe you wanna move up a little bit. You can bring a block or a cushion underneath your knees. And then just lift your upper back, lift your ribcage off the earth for a moment, and then place it back down again, smart, like so that the right, the left shoulder is weighted onto the earth. Walk your left fingertips a little bit wider to the left. Your right hand can rest on top of your knees. Turning the gaze that way. Close your eyes. Each inhale brings in this expansive light energy. And each exhale, we soften and let go of any tightness, any rigidity, anything heavy, negative that isn't serving us, that isn't serving others. Take our last three full breaths here, really enjoying the exhales, opportunity to soften. Some of us are going to indulge ourselves with any last pose our body feels it's being invited into, just finishing on a symmetrical pose. Some of us are going to come straight away into Shavasana, lengthening one leg at a time, taking the arms alongside the body. And just initiating your journey towards our final resting pose. Tuning in, seeing if there's any last anything. Once you're in Shavasana, I invite you to open your legs wide. Even though we're a tight fit in here today, take up space. Mindfully, of course. Breath into the whole body and exhale, letting out anything from the practice that's ready to release into the earth for transformation. Letting this pose be a pose of integration, integrating all the opening, all the strengthening, all of the balancing. Thank you. letting go of the image of how life should be, sinking into the vast mystery of the present moment, embracing change, embracing loss as misunderstood friends, falling in love where you are. This is the path for those who know there is no path, only endless destinations and never ending beginnings. Falling in love where you are. Slowly push off our top hand, our top leg, and come into a seated meditation pose. We're going to close our practice this morning with a song of gratitude, a song for life itself, for the cosmic mother. So the mantra is He Amahe. Try it. He Amahe. Mata Durga. He Amahe. We'll start call and response, and when you know it, sing along. We'll do it a couple. falling in love with where you are, bring your hands in prayer in a gesture of honoring, in a gesture of gratitude, of acknowledgement. Some say that the definition of namaste is that the light in me sees the light in you, and I know that we are one. Thank you so much for your practice and presence today. We hope you've enjoyed practicing with us here in the jungle. You can find more about our retreats and teacher trainings online at pureflow.yoga. You can also visit us on Facebook and Instagram. And if you feel inspired, please leave us a review. Tell the world how much you love us. Help us spread the love. See you next time.